Richard in California, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, my question is, well, what happened is I had an under-the-sink water filter burst, flooded my house. And I've had two people say that one person said that I need to replace all the drywall that got wet. Another person says that's fine, the drywall is fine. My question is what do I need to do? What is the proper thing to do?
Well, Richard, what does the drywall look like? I mean, did it dry out or does it look all like spongy and gross?
It looks like it just dried out.
Right. If it dried out, then there wasn't enough water to form it. There's no reason to replace it. I mean, sometimes when you get a bad leak, and especially with a ceiling leak, water will sit above a drywall and it will cause it to kind of swell and buckle downward. And when it deforms like that, there's no fix for it. You have to cut it out and replace it. But if it just got wet because of the leak and then it dried out and it's still flat, then I wouldn't worry about it. You may have, you know, if there's any joints in the drywall that have to be retaped or repaired. Certainly, you know, you could do all of that. But otherwise, I think you're fine just the way it is. Now, I would recommend that you prime it first with a solvent-based primer or an oil-based primer to make sure that you've sealed in any staining. Well, once you do that, I think that you're pretty much good to go and you're done. I don't see a reason to replace it.
Saves a lot of work.
All right. Well, that's what we try to do, Rich. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.